303 with Vic singing.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites, and it was a special party in the Netherlands in Eindhoven, and I liked everything there, the atmosphere, the people there, meeting lots of Dutch sceners. So
yeah, this is definitely the pinnacle of the Dutch talent in the DOS era.
I think this required a Pentium, because when I tried on my 586, it seemed a little bit slow.
So your 586 was a Cyrix?
No, it was AMD.
Oh, AMD. Okay, gotcha.
Actually, you know what? What am I talking about? The main coder for this was Statix.
Statix, right.
I was going to say, it's English talent.
Yeah, right. British and Dutch talent. Yeah. It was really a duo.
Yeah, I like the total design of this demo.
Yeah, it definitely it has unusual color combinations, and that just made it kind of new and fresh. And there's Statix right there. The guy was a real genius when it came to both code and design. He knew how to do both and both well.
This movie was shot at the party place. I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, that's Harlequin dancing, I believe.
Right, Harlequin of success. Very strange lyrics.
He's doing break dancing.
That's right.
It caught on a little later.
Notice that they greeted Oasis.
Yeah.
The musical group?
Yeah.
There it is. It's voiceless and infamy in the demo scene.
Now, there are people who will tell you that he can't sing. And
they might be right. No, yeah. Just kidding.
No. Yeah. The tone is slightly off, maybe. But, you know, at least he's trying.
Exactly. I mean, plus this was recorded at the party place with a lot of noise in the background, and I'm sure they were exhausted. Mm.
Sure.
Nice combination of effects there.
Yeah. Interesting color. It definitely has sort of a whimsical feel to it, you know. It's not serious. It's not intentionally goofy.
I think Statix always had a really great eye for camera movement as well. A lot of it isn't controlled or whatever. It's actually controlled by springs and magnets attached to the camera, so it never really is attached to any one object. It sort of floats, aims in approximately the right direction.
And here's the other person, Vic, doing the music. This effect is running a little fast, you might notice.
And Vic's still doing some music for demos these days.
Right. He's pretty much freelance. This was one of the first demos to have metaball effects, or marching cubes.
True.
As it's technically called.
True. It was also sort of interesting. The music engine was... Vic composed entirely, at least for a while, in Acme's Polytracker, for which there was not a common player for. And what made it even more difficult for Statix is that since there wasn't a replay routine for it, they hacked Midas to not only load and play Polytracker, and they did this at the party, but then of course there was his vocals to overlay, so they had to figure out how to do that too.
Right, this is very definitely a last minute production. I think they entered actually way after deadline. Mm. But it was worth it.
Yeah, he got first place.
Sure.
Yeah.
Was that Vic at the end dancing with Statix?
Yes, it was. Statix had the long red hair. These email addresses probably don't work anymore.
And Pim, you went to that compo, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it was a very nice party place to be. Very crowded.
Very scene-oriented.
Yeah, it was at the university, Technical University in Eindhoven. So a lot of technical people from the actual who were in the university were there and helped from a study a company or something.